believe he's getting the people ready to take out of here. But while we're here, he's getting the people ready to point others to the cross. I believe he's taking people to places that they've never been. Personally, this last two and a half years, I've been places in this spiritual walk with the Lord I've never been before in my life, Brother Jeff. And I've learned. And the experiences that I've had, Brother Mickey, with him has only come because of where I had been. And the attacks that came and the situations we had been in and different things. So I learned that he will absolutely go through the battle, the foxhole, turmoil, whatever it may be, sickness. He'll come through it with you. And so tonight, I want to preach tonight out of a familiar scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And this is a message the Lord's given me, and I feel like it's just a message for the times. And I've seen a lot of people, a lot of churches, and just a lot of ministries. Just if you look around, you can see they seem like they're under such an attack. Now, the church has always been under attack. We understand that. The church has always went through things. We understand that. But here lately, we preach about victory. We preach about these things, and we do experience them. We experience victory. We experience hope. We experience all these things. But unless you go through some things, sometimes it's hard. It's hard. I've never been to Hawaii. And I could tell somebody on a map how to get there, but I can't tell them nothing about it. But now you go, I can tell you the places that I have been. I can tell you restaurants to eat, hotels to stay at, sites to go see. I can tell you about that because I've experienced that. Same thing with the Word of God. Same thing with the walk in the Spirit with God. There's going to be times that He's going to have to take us to places that you and I have to experience as children of God, that we are going to experience. Some of them is going to be difficult, hard, terrible situations, but He's going to take us there and He's going to bring us back to where that we can help somebody else, because we're going to run into somebody that's going that same place, that's going that same area that we just came out of a while ago. Amen. And we're going to be able to explain and tell them and talk to them and encourage them and say, here's where to go, what to do, and the things that you must partake in. This is how it's done if you want to make it back. So tonight I want to preach on a thought. The first original thought was surviving a siege. But I changed the title. I feel like I need to title it Breaking a Siege. Breaking a Siege. And this is a message the Lord's dealt with me on, and I've preached it a couple of different times. But I just want to deal with it for just a few minutes tonight. Hopefully I can help you. But I want you to think about it tonight. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And if you're able to stand, if you would stand for the reading of God's Word. Again, I appreciate this opportunity to be here tonight. This church, Pastor Jeff, Sister Shuri. Verse 1, after these things and the establishments thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities and thought to win them for himself. He had an agenda. He had confidence. And he had a plan. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him. So there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? Also, he strengthened himself and built up all the wall and that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Milo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city. And he spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your love, your mercy. I ask you tonight to anoint me to preach your word. I ask you to anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and let us write the word of God on the table of our heart. And oh God, let us rest in your word tonight, to rest in your promises, to build up the walls, to build up the defenses. And Lord, let the river flow tonight. And God, I ask you to heal the sick. I ask you to save the lost. I ask you to encourage the discouraged. I ask you to have your way in this house tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. In chapter 29 of this very book, Hezekiah, he begins to reign. Amen. His father was a wicked king, and there was wicked kings before him. Amen. But Hezekiah, he came up when he began to reign as king in Judah. Amen. He was a righteous king. He was a good king. He was a king that wanted to serve God. Amen. So here he was. And in the first year, the first month, he opened the house of God. The house of God was shut up. Amen. By the wicked king, there was no worship. There was no doctrine of truth. There was nothing, amen, to worship the God of heaven. I mean, it was all tore down. It was all broke up. But here Hezekiah was. He came in and his first act was, amen, the very first month he became king, he said, I'm going to open her up. Amen. He started getting the house of God in order. Amen. He sanctified the house of God and got rid of all the filth in that place. He recognized that the sins of his parents and the sins of his forefathers caused all the trouble that was coming on them. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, if you haven't already realized it, there are those that done talked about it tonight. Amen, we're living in a perilous time. There's sin that abounds everywhere. Amen, I'm telling you, there is coming a judgment upon this world and upon this country. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll turn to God, if you'll trust in the living one, amen, that's created it all. Amen, the one that can move anything. If you'll trust in Jesus Christ, you can rest in his word when the world is falling apart. But here he is. He recognizes, he realizes there's got to be some changes. He recognizes and realizes there's got to be something done, Trent. Amen. So he starts cleaning the house of God. Amen. He made a covenant with the Lord. He rededicated. I mean, he got down to business. Brother Mickey said it. There ain't no time to play. There ain't no time to dibble. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, Satan's out to do anything he can. I know it almost sounds cliches, but I mean it with all of my heart. You know it as well as I know it. Amen. If you do not mean business with the Lord, amen, Satan ain't going to be afraid of you one bit. He ain't going to worry about your worship. He ain't going to worry about your prayer. Amen. You don't threaten him one bit whenever you're dibbling and dabbling and praying and just peeling around. Amen. Getting in this and getting in that. Amen. Partaking in this and partaking in that. But when you start getting serious with God and you start taking the word of God and applying it in your life, and standing on the word of God, Satan will stand up and take notice, and he's going to say, I've got to do something about this one. You become a threat to the very kingdom of hell. You become a threat, amen, to the very existence of the enemy and his plan and his purpose. I read to you that the enemy had a purpose. But first of all, he wasn't worried about Jerusalem. He wasn't worried about Judea until a man stood up. And he said, we're going to do something about this. We're going to get it in order. We're going to get it straight. And he started doing that. And he said, in 8 days, days. In 8 days, they had sanctified the house of God inside. That's a new beginning. I mean, they started out fresh. They started out new. And on the 16th day, they had the outside cleaned up. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, you start getting it right in here. Amen, what you listen to is going to straighten up. Amen, the outside's going to show. What you look at, where you go, what you partake in. Amen, you ain't going to be talking. You ain't going to be doing these things. Why? Because when it's the inside, it's all fixed up. It's standing in the Word of God. The outside is going to show it. There was dedication and worship. They came back and they worshiped the God of heaven. Chapter 30, they kept the Passover. And then he told the people, he preached to them just a little while. And then he told them, he warned them, don't sin. Amen, don't sin. If you have sin in your life, then the wrath of God will come. He said, don't sin. Amen, get her cleaned up. Amen, they tore down the idols in the land. Amen, they made confession to the Lord. They repented. They got a hold of God. He tore down all the idolatry in the way and started destroying the high places. Amen, started tearing things down. He started setting up the tithe in the church. The church was set in order. Homes were getting set in order. I mean, people were getting set in order. Amen, they were starting to seek God. And they were coming into true worship. He said, those that worship me or worship God, Jesus said, must worship Him. It's spirit and truth. They started coming to the house of God like God prescribed them to come. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, He'll not accept nothing except what He prescribed. Amen. We're going to come to Him. We've got to come to Him like He said. We're not coming to Him in our own idea. We're not coming to Him in our own opinion. We'll not come to Him in any other way except what the Word of God prescribes for us to come to Him. And when we approach Him that way, I'm here to tell you tonight, heaven will shine on you. So here he was. Here he was setting things in order. Setting things in order. And now he recognized an attack of the enemy. This king trying to do everything he could, Brother Jeff. He was doing everything that he knew was right. He was living right. He was going to church. He was worshiping. He was knew the Word of God. He was trying to have revival in the country. And here comes the devil. And the devil came with confidence. And the devil come with a plan. And the devil come with purpose. He came and he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop this in its tracks. Amen. He came down there. And the Bible said, you can read it on over there. He starts bragging about his ability. He starts bragging about how bad he is. He starts bragging about how many wars he's won. How many cities he's tore down. How many kings he's killed. How many gods he's defeated. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, Satan's going to come to you and he's going to say, this one backslid and that preacher failed. Amen, this one got sick and died. Amen, he's going to come at you and he's going to tell you, Mick, I've had him talk to me. I've had him come and say, well, what about this one? And what about that one? And what about this situation? And what about that situation? But I'm here to tell you tonight, he's coming with a purpose and he's going to try to tear you down. Started bragging about his power and his ability. I'm Sennacherib. Hey man, go look at these other countries. Go look at these other gods. Hey man, they never survived me. I wiped them out. Who's gonna save you? Don't listen to Hezekiah. Don't listen to him. Didn't he tear down, amen, the high places of your gods that you worshiped? Amen, that's gonna save you. I'm gonna tell you something. He'll try to confuse your worship. He'll try to confuse you. Amen, he'll try to mix you up. Amen, and get you through off track. He'll get you in everything coming and going. But the truth, if you'll listen to him, but I'm here to tell you tonight, it's the truth of God that'll set you free, and those that are free indeed. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Here he is. Amen. He starts telling them about his victories. He starts telling them, you can't win against me. You can't fight against me. Look at the proof. Go down the road. Look at the cities that I just come from.
ask the king. Oh, you can't ask him. He's dead. I got his head. Amen. I'm here to tell you, he talked bad. And you know what he did? He talked to them. Amen. In their own language. He didn't use a foreign language. He didn't use a foreign tongue. He come at them just like they would recognize. Amen. He talked to them on their level. I'm here to tell you, I'm not giving the good devil no glory. I'm just telling you, he's smart. He's got things figured out. Amen. And he's going to come at you to where you can understand what he's trying to tell you. He's going to try to make you afraid. He's going to try, amen, to try to destroy your faith. He tells you, you can't trust in the Lord. No other God stopped me. What makes you think he's going to? Remember, these people just come out of just pure idolatrous worship. They come out of, I'm telling you, it was just awful. The house of God was shut down. I just read it to you. And here they are. They just come out and they just got reestablished. And he's wanting to knock them off their foundation. He's wanting to kill them while he can, while they seem to be young and tender. But there was a man of God that stood up and said, you're not going to do it. So he starts telling them. Starts describing all the things that he did to the other people and starting to put fear in them. He starts describing in detail, this is what we did to this city. We took the king and we poked his eyes. I'm just making some stuff up here. I'm just telling you. I'm just using my imagination here. We poked his eyes out and we tortured him. We drug him around with horses and then we dismembered him. And then we took all the women and the children and we made them slaves and we beat on them. And they have to, you know, and we did all the men. We killed them. You can just imagine a list. And while these men are standing there listening to all this in their own language, he's pouring it on. He's putting the icing on the cake. I'm telling you, he thinks he's got it all down. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, there was a king that stood in there. There was a man of God that stood in that city. And he spoke comfortable words to those people. He said, listen to the word of God. Amen. Listen to the word of God. We've got God on our side. All he is an arm of flesh. But we've got heaven on our side. Yes, so I started them how they're going to die. The torment, the torture, the fear. He said, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love, joy, and peace, sound mind. I'm here to tell you, he'll try to bring fear on you. He speaks to you so you'll understand. He tries to tear up the unity that you got. He wants to confuse you and to confuse your worship. He wants to blaspheme God. He's going to bring it on, and he's going to tear it all apart. And he's going to do everything he can to try to cause you to not worship when you come into the house of God. He's going to try to make you have second thoughts. He's going to try to make you have a second guess about God. Are you really going to do this for me? I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, he's going to do everything he can, but we're serving a God that's able to do whatever we ask or think. He's able to do it exceedingly and abundantly above what we ask or even think. But I'm here to tell you tonight, there's some things that we need to do. So there had to be some preparation. First of all, he recognized the devil. Exactly. You got to recognize, I'm under attack. And when you find yourself under attack, it's not the time to run. It's not the time to, as I say, tuck tail and run. It's not afraid time to bite your fingernails. It's not a time to scream in a fit and say, oh God, what am I going to do now? It's time to stop and get in unity. First thing they did is they got in unity. Second thing, he took counsel. Hezekiah said, all right, boys, what are we going to do? Let's get our heads together. We know the enemy's out here. We know what he's coming to do. And we're going to have to do something about it. If we're going to survive this thing, if we're going to break this siege, there ain't but one hope. And that's God. But we're going to have to do a little something for ourselves. Amen. We're going to do a little something for ourselves. So they come together. Bible said he that lacked wisdom, ask of him who's got it. We can go to the Lord and ask him. Sometimes that's going to the pastor and asking him. Sometimes that's going to a good friend that we know we can trust. You can't trust everybody. And going to him and say, listen, I need help. I need prayer. Help me get to the Word of God. Let's search this thing out. Amen. Sometimes we got to do that. Amen. But then he started saying, okay, all right, we got a plan. They got them a plan. Amen. We're going to fight against it. We're not going to cave in. We're not going to wave the white flag. He's not going to take my family. He's not going to take my home. He's not going to take my finance. He's not going to take my health. I know we get sick. I know we go through trouble. But I'm here to tell you, they made their minds up to make a stand. So what they did, and I'm going to try to hurry. So they formed a plan. And he said, all right, the water that we need is outside. And that's when we have the wells or the aqueducts of Hezekiah. They dug those aqueducts. They dug those things and they come in. They brought the water from outside to in. And they said, why should he come and find what he needs to defeat us? He was saying, don't give no place to the devil. Don't the Bible say that? Give no place to the enemy. Amen. If you're living in sin, quit. Repent. If you're going places you shouldn't go, quit. Repent. If you're watching things you shouldn't watch, quit. Repent. I'm here to tell you, don't give the devil no ammunition against you. If there's something in your life that ain't right, get her fixed. Get her fixed. If you got to apologize, apologize. If you got to repent, repent. Amen. If you need to fast, fast. You need to start getting more busy in the Word of God. Get more busy in the Word of God. Amen. If it means doing something to help the pastor and his wife out, do it. Amen. Whatever it means, do it. Amen. Just get to doing it. Amen. Why? Because if you allow the devil to get it, he'll get stronger, you'll get weaker, and he'll win the battle. So here they did. They said, okay. We're going to fix this problem. One thing about surviving a siege or overcoming a siege, storing up food and water. Storing food and water. All right. Store that food and water. Amen. Jesus said he is that water. The Bible said there'll be rivers of water flow from your belly. I'm here to tell you tonight, you find yourself in a siege. You find yourself under a major attack. Amen. You find yourself being, seem like all is lost and there ain't no hope, nowhere to go. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy and at his right hand gladness forevermore. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you start getting a prayer. I know sometimes it's like praying against the wall. It's like praying and prayers don't go up nowhere. But God hears your prayers. He honors your faith. He honors your obedience and he honors your effort. I'm here to tell you, you keep seeking. You keep praying. You keep entering in. And I'm here to tell you directly, you're going to strike water. And when that water starts flowing, amen, the enemy can't handle it. He ain't going to starve you out. He ain't going to die, make you die of thirst. I'm here to tell you, he said he was that manna from heaven. Amen. They eat that manna in the wilderness. All it did was kept that flesh alive. But I'm here to tell you, if we eat that manna from heaven, store up that food, the Word of God, amen, Christ, he is the Word. He's the Word made flesh. I want you to know tonight that we got to go to the depths of God and eat from the depths of God. Amen. We can go places in the Word of God and in the Spirit that will absolutely sustain you and allow you to overcome and gain victory over the enemy. More to it than just reading. There's more to it than just making it a formality. I'm here to tell you, this is food that reaches way into the pantry of God. Amen. We're eating of heavenly things. We're eating of things that no other people got to. When Christ came, amen, he opened it up for you and I that we can go into the Spirit of God. Amen. Like Abraham desired to. I know he's seen things and experienced things, only I wish I could. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, when you start eating that manna, that spiritual food of God, I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, it'll sustain you in ways you never ever thought that you could ever be sustained. There's things in the Word of God, as we say there, you know, you hear them say it's nuggets. There's things in there, amen, that you can find when you need them. There's things in there whenever you're hungry and searching for them. Have you ever been hungry and you didn't know what you wanted to eat? Nothing really satisfied, but there comes how you'll come across something that it'll satisfy you. Or have you ever been to the place where you just crave something? I mean, you just craved it. I'm here to tell you tonight, it's in the Word of God. I don't know where you're at in the Spirit of God. I don't know where you're at in your walk with the Lord. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you've got a craving, amen, if you've got a need, there's things in the Word of God that manna will feed you. It'll feed you. It'll feed you. It'll sustain you. It'll take you places in God that you never, ever thought that you could experience. So they stored up water. They stored up food. And then they started making defenses. The Bible said, holding up the shield of faith. That's not always easy to do. But he said he built up the walls. He built up Milo, which was a fortress kind of adjacent to the city, but kind of out. But they built them up because they knew they was in for a fight. And they got things set in order. And they said the devil's not going to come easy. And he's not going to tear us down easy. If he comes, he's going to come through a fight. If he comes, he's going to come through the Word of God. If he comes, he's got to come through faith. If he comes, he's going to come through the blood. If he comes, he's going to come through the promises of God. If he comes, he's going to come, amen, because we've got a storehouse of food. We're not going to be weak. We're not going to be thirsty. We're going to be able to sustain the battle. Amen, because why? He's got a storehouse. My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I'm here telling Jeff, I don't know who I'm talking to, but don't give up. Don't back up. Don't quit. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, he's got what you need. He's got what you need. Make a stand. Do all you can. Build your defenses. Get with the pastor. Get with Mickey. Get some brothers and sisters. Pray and fast. Seek God. Build your defenses and you'll destroy the enemy.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They built the defenses. I'm trying to hurry. They built the inner walls. Not only did they build all outer walls, they built inner walls. They come together in unity. They work together. I mean, they work together. They come and done everything they could. And they built, and they made weapons. Amen. Not a few. They made a lot of weapons. And the captains of war and those men that knew how to use them. Amen. Taught the people how to use them and gave them instruction. That's what this man does every week. That's what Brother Mickey, they've given you instruction on how to take those weapons that God has furnished you, that God has supplied you, and teaches you how to use them against the enemy if you want to be victorious. Something I found, and I want to say this, and I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. When I was pastoring, I'm going to say this. When I was pastoring, I'd preach my heart out. And I'm not talking about you all, okay? I'd preach my heart out. I mean, I'd preach what I felt to preach, and I'd preach. And I mean, I'd sweat, holler, and scream like I'm doing tonight. And I'd preach long. And I know they'd get tired, but I had to deliver myself. And I know something I got to work on. Here, tell you, somebody else would come in and they'd preach the same thing I've been preaching. Oh, man, you just preached just what we had to have. And I'm thinking, oh, God, am I that bad? I'm being honest with you. Am I that bad? And I'm not just telling you this. I hear it. I heard it. Is it? I mean, I was pouring my heart out trying to teach them what it was going to take to get their children in, to get their home saved. Amen. To make a difference at work. I'm here to tell you, don't just pass by what this man has to tell you. Don't just let it blow off your ears. You take it and you chew it and you meditate on it and you put it in that heart because God's put that man here. Amen. To teach you and to direct you and to help you defeat the enemy when he comes. If Hezekiah had been a king during that time, they would have, everyone probably, they'd have been in trouble. They'd have been in trouble. So this man, he taught them how to use these weapons. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Amen. He did these things, make weapons. Amen. Jesus said, it is written. Devil, you come and you try to tempt me. You come and tell me you're going to destroy my home. It is written. It is written. I'm here to tell you he's going to come and talk to you. But you talk back to him. Don't you cower down. Don't you run. You stand your ground. I'm here to tell you he'll try to come to me and he'll try to talk to me when I'm all by myself. You say, preacher, you're crazy. No, I'm just telling you, I'm fighting a real devil. He'll try to tell me he's going to take my home. He'll try to tell me, hey man, he's going to try to do this and do that. You know what I do, devil? You're a liar. I rebuke you. Get away from me. I'm on here to tell you tonight. I'm not going to back down from that nasty thing. You know what the Bible said? One of these days, we're going to look narrowly upon him and we're going to say, is he the one that troubled the nations? So here he is, Hezekiah, the man of God, Isaiah the prophet. They relied on the word of God. And they took those letters that he had written, that King Sennacherib and his people had written. And not only was they verbalizing, but they was writing letters. And Hezekiah took that letter. You know where he took it? He laid it before God. He said, God, these are the threats that he's making. He's blaspheming you. He's tearing down your people. I'm trusting in you, God. And you know what God did? King Hezekiah and Isaiah went to prayer. And you know what God did? He sent an angel. And he destroyed that army. And you know what happened to Sennacherib? He went home with his head down low. He was shamed by the God of Hezekiah. He was shamed by that God that owns it all. He was shamed by that God that has all power in heaven and earth. He was shamed by the God that holds it all in the palm of his hand. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's going to come a time if you'll build up the water. Amen. Store that manna. Get those swords. Build up those shields. There's going to be a time the devil is going to have to walk away shaking his head. Right. And he went home. He went home. And the Bible said his own kin, his own sons, I believe, killed him in the house of his gods. Imagine that. Imagine that. He went to the place that he probably felt the safest and most secure in the house of his gods. And guess what? They couldn't save him. So tonight, I hope it's just ain't a bunch of words. I want to be anointed to be able to deliver. But I'm here to tell you, the Word of God proves out every time. Never said you weren't going to suffer. He never said you weren't going to hurt. He never said your feelings weren't going to get hurt. Never said you weren't going to get sick. Never said you weren't going to go through financial difficulty. He didn't say none of that stuff. He just promised you that he'd be there with you. And he'd make a way where there was no way. And he'll help you. Paul said, and we know it, and we all quote it, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. You know what that means? There's going to have to be some dying. If you want to know him in the resurrection, I know physically we're going to have to die. But I'm here to tell you, there's going to be times. I've told my brother, I told some of them, I told different ones. I said, I don't know what God's trying to do, but he sure broke me. Here lately, I'm telling you, Brother Jeff, he's broke me. I can't go into what all he's done. I'm telling you, I can tell you some things that my family's went through and the things that me and my wife's went through and things. But I'm here to tell you, I've been broke. But I know one thing. He's still a God that can put you back together. He's still a God that can set you up whenever you feel like you've lost your identity of who you're supposed to be. Amen. I'm here to tell you, he'll reassure you you're his child and you belong to him. And he's going to let you work. He's going to use you, and he's going to help you in every way. Oh, that's right. So tonight, We're serving a God. He's not afraid of when the devil comes and tells you he's going to destroy your home. Destroy your marriage, destroy your kids, destroy your job, whatever it may be. You may have to weep and you may have to cry and you may suffer loss. You may suffer some loss. Because we're living in a fallen world and we're going to live and things are going to bother us and going to hurt us. But I'm here to tell you tonight, hey man, just living in this world ain't our main goal. Your main goal has got to be heaven. Your main goal has got to make it to where He's at. Your main goal has got to be, amen, wherever He is, I want to be. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you make that your main goal, you may suffer some loss in this world. You may suffer some heartache in this world. But I'm here to tell you tonight, He'll take you to a place where you'll never have to worry again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So tonight, Satan may be talking to you and he might have tore down your faith. I've been there. Not that I wanted to quit God, but shame to say, but sometimes I think, oh God, what's going to happen now? I'm just going to be real with you. Every time, Brother Mickey, I've had to get to where David, he had to encourage himself. Give me that F-off. Give me the Word of God. I've got to get somewhere. I've got to get some encouragement. I've got to get some help. There's going to be those times you feel like your defenses are down. And it feels like the enemy's pouring over the walls. And you don't know where to swing the sword. You don't know what to do. You feel like you're being overrun. Just retreat, not away, to the Word of God. Maybe calling up a pastor or a good praying friend and say, listen, pray with me. You know, years ago they used to do that. You don't hardly do that no more. I'm not talking about calling up you ever and talk. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm not talking about that. Brother, I got a problem. I need help. Pray. That's getting the Spirit of God. And when you start doing that kind of stuff, you get you some help. And you get back here, you get things going. I'm here to tell you something. You write her down. You write it down. You start getting that stuff together. I know when we fight that battle and we feel beat down and we may have to go through it for a day, a week, a month, a year, two, 3 years. I understand that. But there's going to come a time. Write it down. Write it down that I told you this. You start getting a hold of the Word of God. You start letting that river flow. Amen. You start swinging that sword, holding that shield. Amen. At all costs, I'll die in this city. He'll not take me back to His land. He'll have to kill me first if I'm the last man standing. Amen. You take that stand and you hold on. I'm here to tell you tonight, your whole worship will change. Your whole prayer life will change. Your whole outlook will change. Your confidence will build. And there's going to come a time where you'll stand and you'll say, where's he at?
All right. Come on, that's right.
You say, preacher, that's just words. I don't feel that. Been there. Everybody's shouting but me. I'm trying to close. I don't know how long I've preached. And I am. And I don't want to be one to keep saying it, but I'm going to close. But I have been there. When I've seen God moving for this one, moving for that, and moving for that, and I'm thinking, God, I know. I'm trying. God, I'm trying. I know I'm not the man Abraham was. I know I'm not the man Jeff Osborne. I know I'm not the man Mickey Bowen. I know I'm not the man some of you all are and the women. I mean, I know I come up short. But God, I'm trying. I've been there. I kept saying, Lord, I got to make it to where you're at. I got to make it to where you're at. And me and Jeff was talking just the other day. I told him, I said, you know, I mean, there's a lot I'm going through right now. Me and my wife, we got a lot of things in our life that we're praying and trying our best to pray through. And we're nervous as a cat in a, as they all say, a room full of rocking chairs. I'm telling you, I mean, in my spiritual side, it feels like everything's good. I'm telling you, carnal side says, whoa, it ain't looking good. What if this happens? What if that happens? But I'm telling you right now, I'm as confident, if not more confident, than I've ever been in my life. You know why, Brother Mick? Because He's took me places that I've never been. And He didn't leave me. He didn't drop me off. He brought me back. He brought me back. And now, Jeff, I might not be able to know how it is you lose a child. Some of y'all do. I can't take somebody there and bring them. I can't. I just know that they hurt. But I'm telling you, there's some places I can tell somebody. Somebody that's been and going to where I've been. I can say, listen, let me just help you. I've been there. I can talk to you a little bit. Amen. That's what God's wanting us to do. Amen. Every one of us ain't going through the same thing. We're going different places because He's taking us to deep places. And He's feeding us strong food. That when we come out of there, we can tell people, follow me as I follow Christ. So tonight, I've got to quit. I told you I was going to close. You may feel like that you've lost it all. You may feel like spiritually you're bankrupt. You may feel like that the Word of God is just almost a fable. I've heard these things. I've heard people say that. Because they've been in such turmoil. You may be in a place to where you just don't know what's going to happen. There's such an attack. But according to the promise of God, if you come to Him like He wants you to, He said, clean your hands. And I'll leave it at that. I come, brother, I repent more now than I ever have, I believe. Is that okay, Brother Mick? I repent more now than I believe I ever have. Not because I'm out living in rock gut sin, but I want to be able to come to Him in such a way. You may feel like it's just no hope. If you come to Him like He prescribes, He said, you draw nigh to me. He said, I'll draw nigh unto you. Preacher, that's just words. No. It's real. Jeff, it's real. You know how I know? I'm nothing. I've been there. God, pour yourself in me. Help me, God, be what I'm supposed to be. It might not be all at once. You don't drink a pitcher of tea at one time. You take a little at a time. And He's going to start pouring. I guarantee you, I'm telling you, according to His Word, He'll do it. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. It might take a little dying. It might take a little bit of suffering and some persistence and some tarrying, some weeping and crying, pushing aside a meal here and a meal there. Say, God, you've got to talk to me. Been there, Mick. And you know what God will do? He'll talk to you. He has me. I'm nothing. Me he's come to me in matters that was personal and matters I'm praying about. And he's dealt with me. And I didn't even realize it. But when I look back, Jeff, I see that God showed up. And I started seeing things that I see fall into place. I mean, it's coming together like a puzzle. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll seek him, he'll be found. And I'll tell you tonight, let there be in this house a shout of a king in this place. So tonight, come, let's pray. Let's pray. I said I was going to close and I went too long. Come, let's pray. Let's seek the face of God. You may be discouraged. You may be tired. But hold on. Hold on a little longer. He's coming. He's coming. Look up, for your redemption grows now.